Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Vav. We begin about 10-15 lines down from the top with the words Uman Shamasli. It's right next to the Tosos, the Shamarta. Now, in yesterday's shiur, we had a discussion, part of our explaining of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabban Gamliel, was to say that, in fact, Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. According to that way that we reconciled it, there is an opinion that says that Shabbos is Zman Tefillah, and that's what the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel revolve around, that the Tanakhama is, in fact, of the opinion that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, and Rabban Gamliel was of the opinion that Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin. Therefore, we had a number of different ways to understand this. That's why Rabban Gamliel says you can wear two pairs of tefillin, because he says Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. And also, if you say that mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and therefore also Baal Tosef needs kavana, so then if one isn't intending to be over Baal Tosef, and since Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, so therefore you can't be over even with two pairs, and there's room on your head and room on your arm to carry out two pairs. That was the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, why he said you can carry out two pairs. And the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, Rav Meir, was that in fact Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, and therefore you can be over Baal Tosef if you carry out two pairs. So now we ask, we begin the Gemara again right next to the Tosos of Shomarta, Uman Shamasle Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Who is the Tana that holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin? Where do we find such a Shita? So we're going to go through several attempts to show who the author of this opinion is. And the Gemara starts off and says, you know who it is? It's Rabbi Akiva. Where do we find Rabbi Akiva saying that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, that we're supposed to wear Tefillin on Shabbos? The Tanya is following the following Brisa. Now the Pasuk here is, as Rashi tells us, in the Parsha of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, which is one of the four Parshos that we have in our Tefillin. We wear in our tefillin shorosh in separate compartments, or all together in one cloth in our shoyad. And it says, as part of this paragraph, "Vishamaritu es hachukah hazos l'moada miyamin yamima." Now, there is a machlokis as to what this pasuk is referring to when it says, "You shall make sure that you are shomer, that you are observing and following this chukah, and you should do this miyamin yamima." So Rabbi Akiva and his Baal Plukta are going to have a discussion as to whether this is referring to the mitzvah of Tefillin or the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the first opinion that we have over here tells us that you have to observe this chukah, yomim yomima. When it says yomim, it means yomim velo lelos. It means during the daytime and not during the nighttime, talking about the mitzvah of Tefillin. And then it says, mi yomim, mi is always a miyud, from the days, meaning some days yes, some days no. Mi yomim, some days, v'lo kol yomim, but not all of the days. And therefore, the Tanakhama over here is Rav Yosef Glili, he's telling us that it means prat, that you don't wear tefillin at night, and prat l'shabbosos v'yomim tovim, and you don't wear your tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Those are the times that one is not obligated to wear tefillin. Divrei Rav Yosef Glili. These are the words of Yosef Glili. He clearly holds that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. And along comes Rabbi Akiva. That's what we want to say. Rabbi Akiva's opinion says Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. He says, no, this part of the pasuk, the Shemarta, is not referring to Tefillin. It's in fact referring to the Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Akiva says, Lo nemar chukah zu, this v'shamarto es hachukah hazos, is referring not to Tefillin, elul inyan Pesach b'vad. It's only referring to the Korban Pesach. And therefore, he says that the Korban Pesach has to be brought at set times. Rashi explains when he says, miyamim yamima, it means mishana l'shana, means annually. And he brings out from Unkelus, the Targuminon, Mizman Lizman. That's how he translates Yomim Yomima, from time to time. Amo, Midelo Dorish Rabbi Akiva Haikra B'Tfilin. He says this pasuk is not dealing with Tfilin. Shma Mino, Desirule Laila Vishabis Zman Tfilin. He says, therefore, you have no exclusion to say that Laila, nighttime, or Shabbos and Yontif are not Zman Tfilin. The Lo Komin Mayit Lahu Kerat. This pasuk is not referring to Tfilin. It's talking about the Korban Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is the sheet that it says, Shabbos Zman Tefillin Hu. Morris says, not so fast. How do you explain the following Mishnah? Mishnah in Krisos, the very beginning of Krisos, where it tells us the listing of all the losases that have kares, and it says, Elo hodit nan over there, ha Pesach v'amila mitzasase, Pesach and Mila are in fact mitzasase, the only two mitzasase that have a chiyuv of kares as well. Lema, let us say that Mishnah is the local Rabbi Akiva. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. That Mishnah sounds like everybody agrees to it. Because if you want to tell me, the Rabbi Akiva, if that Mishnah is in fact going in accord with Rabbi Akiva, who says over here that Shabbos is man tefillin. So the Rabbi Akiva, kivan demoki lo bePesach, he says over here our pasuk is referring mishamata chukas zos lemodom yamim yamima, is referring to the carbon Pesach. So then lav nami ika. So then the carbon Pesach vishamarta is a lashon of a lo saseh. So then there would be a lo saseh attached to bringing of the carbon Pesach. If you don't bring the carbon Pesach, you're transgressing a lo saseh. Where do we find that this would be a lo saseh? Because he holds kid Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Loi. The famous statement that Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Loi said, Amar Rabbi Ovin, Amar Rabbi Loi, call Malkum Shneimar, whenever you find the pasuk that's one of these key buzzwords, Hishamer, it uses Lashon Hishamer, which is used over here, Vishamarta Sakuka, or it uses the word pen, or it uses the word al, these three are basically turning something into a lo saseh, eino ela b'lo saseh. So therefore, you would have a lo saseh over here by Mila. But the Mishnah in Krisa says that these are mitzvah saseh. So if you want to say that Rabbi Akiva is in accord with the Mishnah in Krisa, saying that Mila is an aseh, then it can't be over here that he says the Shomarta is going on the Karban Pesach, because that would make the Karban Pesach a lo saseh. So Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. You can even say that the Mishnah in Krisus goes in accord with Rabbi Akiva, who says it's an asay. Aye, it uses the lashon of a shamarta, hishomer. Why is it not a lo sasay? So he says it depends. You have to look at the context. Hishomer, pen, and al don't automatically turn something into lo sasay. You have to look at the context. He says, hishomer de lav, lav. If you have the word hishomer, shamarta, or any other form of the word hishomer, in association with a lo saseh, so then that makes it into a lo saseh. But if you have ishomer the aseh, here it says that you should do the carbon pesach, it's an aseh, so then the ishomer is an aseh. So it all depends on the context. So this doesn't rule out Rabbi Akiva from being the opinion that says Shabbos is man tefillin. But the Megillah says, but we have befeirish that Rabbi Akiva says otherwise. The Sava Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos ban Tilanu. Are you trying to say that Rabbi Akiva is the opinion that Shabbos is ban Tilanu? But it says befeirish in the price of Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yocho Yoniach Odom Tilan Bishabbos of the Yom Tovim. You might have thought that a person is allowed to go and wear his Tilan on Shabbos and Yontiv. Talmud Omer, therefore the Pasuk tells me, it says, Vahayo Lucho Laosa Yodcha, Lutotophos Bein Enecha. The tefillin should be a sign on your arms, os on your arms. What does that mean? A day that doesn't have other osos. Mi shetzrich an os, a day that needs an os because it doesn't have a separate os. However, Shabbos has its own os. Os hi lochem. So yotzu elu shein gufan os. So Shabbos in and of itself is an os, and therefore you don't need the os of tefillin on a day that has Shabbos as its own os itself. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin Hu. So he can't be the author of our Mishnah that holds that the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, holds that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin Hu. So the Gemara says, Elohai Tanhu. Oh, so it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's the following Tana. Learn the following price of the Tanya. Haneor Balaila. If a person is up at night, Rashi says, Shelo Lochush Shemo Yofiach B'Tfilov. We don't wear tefillin at night, even if you say that night is man tefillin, because of the concern that when a person falls asleep, he may not be able to control himself properly. He's going to have flatus, he's going to have gas, going to be flatulent, and therefore the person is not going to give the proper respect to the tefillin, and therefore we made exera. If you wear your tefillin at night, you may come to fall asleep in them, and then you'll pass gas, so therefore don't wear your tefillin at night. But that is a din derabanan. According to the opinion that Laila is man tefillin, Shabbos is man tefillin, so technically you do wear tefillin at night. So the Braisa says, Haneir b'Laila, if somebody is up at night, if he wishes to, Rotza cholets, as Rashi says, the Eino kimosev ala mitzvah. Not over Baltosa, because the Laila is man tefillin. Technically, you could wear your tefillin at night. Rabbanu, the gazu shem yafiach, kishu yoshin. As I just said, Rashi points out that it's the rabbis who will go that don't wear your tefillin at night because you'll fall asleep. But technically, if you wish to, you're allowed to. You're not over Baltosa because Laila is man tefillin. Rotza meniach. And therefore, if you want, you can leave them on. So it's your choice, midirabbanan, and you're not allowed to wear them while you sleep. And the rabbis therefore said exera, but you're not over baltosef if you wear them because laila zman tefillin. Divrei Rav Nosson. This is the opinion of Rav Nosson. Now, Yonas on Hakitoni, Omer, Yonas on Hakitoni says, ein menichin tefillin b'laila. You're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. Why? Because nighttime is lav zman tefillin. So the Gemara says, if Yonas on Hakitoni says Laila is Lav Zman Tefillin Hu, that implies, as we already suggested, that the Tanakhama, Rav Nosson, says that the Tefillin is worn at night, and if it's worn at night, Mistam, it's also worn on Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara says. Midalayla l'tanakama zman tefillin. The implication over here by saying that Yonas and Akitoni says you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night, it implies that the Tanakama holds you are allowed to wear tefillin at night. And therefore, if you can wear them at night, so Shabbos nami zman tefillin. It must be that Rabbi Nosson, the Tanakama here says you can wear tefillin both at night and on Shabbos. As Rashi points out, Mehau kra gufe memayit Shabbos. Rashi points out he doesn't darshan the pasuk that we have in Shemar Tzuchcha like Rabbi Yosef Glili. He darshans it like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore Shabbos is zman tefillin according to Rabbi Nosson. Gemara says not so fast. Maybe not. Dilmor. Maybe in fact Rabbi Nosson holds sirulei lailo zman tefillin who. Maybe Rabbi Nosson holds that Laila is Zman Tefillin. However, who says Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin? Who says he holds that Shabbos is also Zman Tefillin? Maybe you could differentiate and say the dichotomy over here, that Laila is Zman Tefillin because of the Pasuk Miyamim Yamima, but who says that that's true for Shabbos? Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. The Hosh, Amina Laila Rabbi Akiva. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva, who says Laila is Zman Tefillin. Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. Like we just dashed it for Rabbi Akiva. He says on Shabbos and Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. So Rabbi Nosson also holds like Rabbi Akiva and says on Shabbos and Yontif, you don't wear tefillin. Oh no, at night you could wear tefillin. So we still don't have a Tana that says Shabbos is man tefillin who. So more tries again. Elahai Tanu, it's the following Tana. What Tana is this? The Tanya for the following Brisa. Michal Bas Kushi. Now who is Michal? Michal is Shaul HaMelech's daughter, right? She ultimately marries David HaMelech. And she is referred to as Cushi because Shaul is referred to as Cush ben Yamini. In the Megillah, when they list the lineage of Mordechai, who came from Shaul HaMelech, so the lineage includes Kish Ish Yamini. So he comes from Kish, who is referred to as Shaul. He is referred to as Cushi, and Michal is known as the Bas Cushi. Why is he known as Cushi? His name was Shaul. So Rashi explains this is the Bas Shaul, Bas Cushi, and he brings down a pasuk, Al-Divrei Cush ben Yamini. The Hainu Shaul, as the Gemara in Moed Katan tells us. Now, a Cushi, a dark-skinned person, was unusual in those days and was considered very special and very beautiful. And that's why, just like Shaul was very, very beautiful, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that he was head and shoulders above everybody else in every way, in both his spiritual as well as his physical. So he was very unique and very beautiful. So therefore, Michal is referred to as the Bas Cushi. She was also very unique. And that's one of the reasons why she's referred to over here as the Bas Cushi. And in any event, it says, Ha'isom Anechas Tefillin. She used to put on Tefillin. Velo Michu Bo Chacham. And the rabbis didn't protest against her putting on Tefillin. Now this is a whole separate sugya which you don't have the time to go into. Why don't women wear Tefillin? So the simple answer is that it's a mitzvah sasei man grama because we don't pass that Laila is Zman Tefillin or Shabbos is Zman Tefillin, therefore it's a time-dependent mitzvah, and women are not obligated in time-dependent mitzvahs. But normally we allow women to go and do time-dependent mitzvahs they wish to. They blow shofar, they listen to the shofar blowing, they shake lulav and esrog, etc. So by Tefillin, there's a special kpeda not to wear Tefillin, and that is because the Aruch HaShulchan says that even a man shouldn't wear Tefillin because Nebuch, we can't keep our bodies and our minds clean while we wear Tefillin, but we don't have a choice, so we're commanded to wear Tefillin. But he says you'd have to be crazy to wear Tefillin if you weren't supposed to, and therefore we don't allow women to go and wear Tefillin. In fact, some have the gears over here, the Michu Bo Chachamim, that the rabbis protested against Michal Bashol from wearing tefillin, but nevertheless, she wore them. She was a very, very great lady. The Ben Yehuda says that she was desperate to have children, and she thought the extra zechus of wearing tefillin allowed her to have children. So, there is an opinion that says that she did have children, but she just didn't have boys, and she only had girls, and she wanted to have a boy. And there is an opinion that says that she died in childbirth as she gave birth to a boy. In any event, it says that Michal Bashol wore tefillin, v'lo michu bo chachamim is the gersa we have, and likewise the ishto shel Yonah, Yonah's wife, the great Yonah from the famous Haftorah that we have on Yom Kippur from Sefer Yonah. So he says v'ishto shel Yonah ha'isa ola l'regel, she would go up and be ola regel, which is also a time dependent mitzvah, v'lo michu bo chachamim, and the rabbis didn't say, hey, you're doing the wrong thing. They didn't protest and say, don't go up and be ola shlosh regel. Many of the poshers say that it was dangerous in those days to go up, and she was putting herself in some danger in doing so, and that's why they would be protesting against women doing this if they weren't obligated to do so. Now, Agamar says, from the fact that the rabbis didn't protest against Micha wearing tefillin, al mokasavri, you can see from here that it's not a mitzvah saseh of Zman Grama, because they would have protested if it was a mitzvah saseh of Zman Grama, for the reasons that I just mentioned. So it must be that it's a mitzvah saseh, shelo Zman Grama. It's not a time-dependent mitzvah, and if it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, so then women are obligated in it also, or if they wish to, they're allowed to go and do it. And therefore, that's the Tanayic opinion that says that tefillin is a non-time-dependent mitzvah. It's obligated to put on tefillin at night, and therefore, it's obligated as well to put it on Shabbos. Or it says also here, no raya for sure. But Duma, maybe in this situation, so of our law, we turn to Yom Beis. The Tan over here holds also like Rav Yossi. Domar, noshim somchos rishus. Maybe this opinion that they didn't protest against Michal wearing tefillin goes like the opinion of Rav Yossi that says that if women wish to, they can be doing smicha, leaning on their karbonas before they bring a korban. The women have the right to do so. It's a rishus. If they wish to, they're allowed to. And that is Apa gav d'ksiv, even though Rashi, I'm reading from Rashi now, top line, it says in the beginning of Ayikra, Daber o b'nei Yisrael v'yomar to lehem. You tell to the men of Klal Yisrael and say kiyakru mikem karbon, and then it says v'somach yado, that the b'nei Yisrael, the men have to be somech, they have to do smicha. In other words, b'nei Yisrael somech, men v'lo b'nos Yisrael somech, and not the women. So that would tell us that women don't have to. And Rav Yossi says, but if they want to, they can. So maybe this opinion over here is that okay, women don't have to wear tefillin because it's a mitzvah. Say shahazman groma, it's a time-dependent mitzvah, not like you wanted to suggest that it's not time-dependent, but no, if the women wish to, they're allowed to, like Rav Yossi. Shmuel says, and in fact, the ilo temahachi, if you don't say it like this, that in fact the Tanakam holds that it's a mitzvah saseh zman grama, and in fact, he didn't protest at Michal wearing tefillin because it's a rishus, and if they wish to, they're allowed to, then ishto shoyona, then the connected part where it says that they didn't protest against the wife of Yonah going up to be Ola Regel on the Shloshu Golem. I saw Ola Regel, the low Michuba, and the rabbis didn't protest. So Michal, man, the Omar, the Regel, lot misses the Seishas Man Kromo. Certainly, Elias Regel, you can only do that at the Shloshu Golem. That certainly is a time dependent mitzvah. So if you want to tell me that Tefillin is not a time dependent mitzvah, so then how is it juxtaposed? What's the heckish over here with the Shloshu Golem, Aliyah Loregel, the Shloshu Golem, which is certainly a time dependent mitzvah? Ella what? It must be that both of them are time dependent mitzvahs. You don't wear Tefillin at night, you don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos, you have to go up to the Ola Regel only during the times of the three Regolim, and therefore they are time-dependent mitzvahs, and they hold like Rav Yossi. The rabbis didn't protest because rishus, if the women wish to, just like Anashim Somchos rishus, so too, if women wish to wear tefillin, so too, if women wish to go and be Ola Regel, it's a rishus, they're allowed to. Elux of a rishus, so hochanami rishus. So in regards to the Inyan of smicha, it's rishus, so too in regards to the Inyan of putting on tefillin for a woman or going to be Ola Regel, it's a rishus. So again, we still don't have a Tana who says that Shabbos is man tefillin, who, try again, El Hai Tanahi, the following Tana is the one who says Shabbos is man tefillin. The Tanya, we learn in a Braisa, Hamosi tefillin, very similar to our Mishnah. If a person's throwing tefillin on Shabbos, and they're not in a protected place, and he wants to bring them inside so they won't be eaten by the dogs or be stolen. So Hamotzi tefillin on Shabbos, Machnisin Zug Zug. You take them in one pair at a time, Eshel Yad and Eshel Rosh. And this is true. Echad ish, this is true whether it's a man who finds it, or the echad isha, or it's a woman who finds a tefillin. This is true, echad chadashos, whether it's a brand new pair of tefillin, which we said in the Mishnah, we're concerned that it's a kameya, and it doesn't have kedusha of tefillin, the echad yishanos, or whether it's a definite old pair of tefillin, and therefore it definitely has kedusha of tefillin. This is the opinion of the Tanakama Reb Meir, Divri Reb Meir. He says it doesn't make any difference over here, man or a woman, old or new. And along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and argues with him only partially. Rabbi Yehuda is agreement with the Tanakama Reb Meir that it's a man or a woman. But he says, no, it makes a difference on whether it's an old or a new pair. Rabbi Yehuda is Oser B'chadoshus. He says if it's a brand new pair, it may be a Kameya. It doesn't have Kedusha, it's villain, and you're not allowed to go save it on Shabbos. However, Umatir B'yishanos. If it's an old pair of tefillin, i.e. it has Kedusha of tefillin, it was worn as tefillin, was made for tefillin, so then you are allowed to save it in this fashion. So the machlokes between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is only on whether the Chadoshos can be saved or not. They agree both that the Yeshanos can be shaved, but they have a machlokas on the Chadashos. But they both agree, Ad kan lo pligi ela b'chadashos Yeshanos. They only have their argument on whether a new pair i.e. one that was possibly a kameya, is allowed to be saved. Rav Meir says, yeah, we can assume it was made with shame tefillin, and therefore it is kedusha, and you're allowed to save it. And Yehuda says, no, since the fact that it's no evidence that it was made the shame tefillin and not the shame kameya, you can't go and save it. That's what they have the machlokas. Avo b'isha, in regards to a woman putting on the tefillin, lo pligi, they do not argue. And therefore, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir say that a woman would be allowed to save the tefillin by wearing it zug zug. Shma mina, you see from here that it's a mitzvah to say, shelo hazman gromahu. They hold that a woman can wear this in the normal way, and therefore it must be that women are allowed to go and wear tefillin. And the whole mitzvah to say, shein hazman gromahu, noshim chayavos. Women are obligated in it. It's not time dependent. So women are actually obligated to wear tefillin according to Rav Meir and Yehuda. If it's not time dependent, it means that they have an obligation to wear them at night and on Shabbos. Ah! Both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are the Tanaim that hold that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin He. Or it says, maybe not. Maybe they both hold like Rav Yossi. They do a Musava like Rav Yossi. Damar Noshim Somach Lushus. Who says that they say that it's an obligation? They can say, no, in fact, Shabbos is not the Zman Tfilin. But if women wish to, they're allowed to do a time-dependent mitzvah, just like they can shake Lulav and Esrog, just like they can listen to shofar blowing, they can go with tefillin. So Gemara says, that can't be. Lo soka daitach. Don't think that for a second. The Lord Rav Meir sova lo k'Rav Yossi, the Lord Rav Yehuda sova lo k'Rav Yossi, will show separately that both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both do not hold like the opinion of Rav Yossi that Noshim somchos rishus, and therefore Noshim could put on tefillin rishus. Why is that? Lo Rav Meir, sova lo k'Rav Yossi. I'll show you the Rav Meir doesn't hold a k'Rav Yossi from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah where it tells us, Ein ma'akvin, titznan, Ein ma'akvin es hatinokos miliskoa. After the mitzvah of shofar blowing has been accomplished in shul, and your kids want to go and practice blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, you don't have to stop them. Ein ma'akvin es hatinokos miliskoa. You don't have to tell the children, hey, don't blow the shofar. As we've learned previously, and we'll see again in today's shiur, Rashi brings down that it's just a chochmah. The blowing of shofar on Shabbos, Ritzias Apas, removing the bread from an oven, and Tkiyas Shofar, they're a chochmah. They ain't a malacha, they're not a real malacha. And therefore, you might have had a problem over here of Baal Tosef. So Rav Meir tells us, no, it's not a problem that the children are blowing shofar. Now, he only says it's the children. But he doesn't say ha noshim ma'akvin. But if a woman wishes to blow the shofar, we would prevent her from blowing the shofar. So what do you see? That obviously shofar is a mitzvah man grama. You can't blow shofar any time other than Rosh Hashanah. And ustam masnis and Rabbi Meir. And since this is a stam mishnah, the default position is that stam mishnah is Rav Meir. So we see that if Rav Meir in fact held like Rav Yossi that noshim somchos rishus, so to noshim could be blowing shofar rishus, so then why not let them blow shofar? Just like the kids can blow shofar, a woman can still blow shofar. So obviously, he doesn't hold like Rav Yossi. Rav Meir doesn't hold like Rav Yossi. Rav Meir is one of the Tanaim that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin, because he says that women are allowed, if they find tefillin on Shabbos, to go and wear it. Zug, zug. It must be because there's a mitzvah for them to wear it, because he holds that Shabbos is man tefillin. It's not a time-dependent mitzvah, and women are mechuyavos. That's the opinion of Rav Meir. Likewise, the Lord of Yehuda, Sovelok Riosi. Likewise, Rav Yehuda holds that Shabbos is Zman Tfilin, and he doesn't hold that it's a Rishus like Rav Yossi. The Tanya, he has the following Brisa. Now, this Brisa, it's important to know, is in the Sifra. Now, the Sifra is a set of Brisos on the Sefer Vayikra in Chumash. So, the Sifra, the authorship of the Sifra is by Rabbi Yehuda. That's an important fact to know, because this Brisa is coming from the Sifra, means it's authored by Rabbi Yehuda. And it says in the Brisa, the Pasuk Daber B'nei Yisrael, and it says you should bring a karban, and it says V'samach es yado, and you go and do smicha on it. Now, this is the Pasuk that we brought down in the name of Rabbi Yossi as the source for Noshim Somchos Rishus. But here the Brisa says, B'nei Yisrael Somchin, V'ein B'nos Yisrael Somchos, and women are not allowed to do smicha. Along comes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They say, Omim Noshim Somchos Rishus. Then we see that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say the shita that we've attributed just to Rabbi Yossi, we see it's also Rabbi Shimon, say that if women wish to, they're allowed to be somech. Fine. Now, who is the Tanakam over here who says that ein b'nos Yisrael somchos? After all, this is Sifra, ustam Sifra mani. Who is the stam author? If we don't have a specific statement like it says over here, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say otherwise, so then the stam authorship of the Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein b'nos Yisrael somchos, and he argues with Rabbi Yossi. So here too, we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda is not holding like Rav Yossi that Noshim Somchos Rishus, and therefore, if he allows a woman in the Brisa, like Rav Meir did, he and Rav Meir both allow a woman to put on the tefillin, it must be because they both hold that Shabbos is man tefillin, and therefore women are obligated in tefillin because it's not a time-dependent mitzvah, it's a time-independent mitzvah, and women are mechuyavos. Ah, we found the answer to our question. Who does Rav Meir hold like? He holds like his own shita. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold that Shabbos zman tefillin he. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rilazar tells us, Hamosi tcheles bashuk. If you find tcheles, tcheles is a unique dye that comes from the chalazon. Chalazon, according to many today, we know what it is. It's a snail called Murex trunculus, and it produces a certain dye. Not everybody agrees to that, but that seems to be, from a scientific point of view, certainly correct. In any event, the Radzina also held that we could return the mitzvah of tcheles today. He had a different source of tcheles. Rav Herzog Zatzal, the former chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, so he had a whole kuntris discussing why the Radzina was wrong. And today, again, there is an opinion that there is a dye that comes from the snail, the Murex trunculus, and that is tcheles. In any event, tcheles was a very special type of a dye that was used, of course, in tzitzis. So if you find tcheles in the shuk, now you're not sure what this wool was being dyed for. Was it being dialed for l'shem tzitzis, and it therefore has kedusha to it, or not? So amosi tcheles bashuk, if you find tcheles in the shuk. So if you find lishonos psulos, if you just find these strips, these bands of wool that were dyed, so you don't know they were dyed l'shem tzitzis, and therefore you can't make tzitzis out of them. Tzitzis has to be dyed l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, right? When people flecht the tzitzis, when people make the tzitzis, they constantly say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, just like with tefillin. You say l'shem mitzvah tefillin. There has to be a kavan, there has to be intention to make it into tefillin. So if you just find these l'shonos, you don't know was there intention or not. If you can't determine it, you have to assume that there was no intention, and they're psulos, you can't make them into tzitzis. It was dyed maybe to just make a nice garment of that color. But if you find chutin, if you find the actual strings of the tzitzis, so then, mistama kshera, they're perfectly good, because why else would you make such strings? Gemara says, why? Maishno l'shonos, why do you tell me if you find the whole strip of the wool, that's not l'shem tzitzis, and the chutin are? Why? The Amar, I died to the glimmets of Inu. The reason why you say that the Lashonas are no good, because maybe the person made it for a garment. He wants to have a nice blue garment. So too, the same thing with the threads. Chutin Nami, name I died to the glimmets of Inu. Maybe they were made, these threads, for the purpose of sewing together a garment, and not for the purposes of tzitzis. Shmuel says, you're right, that would be true if you just found regular thread, but here you find them bishzurim, that they've been twisted together. Now, that's not the normal way that you make a garment. So you twist together the threads to make them only for tzitzis. So therefore, the only possible usage of them is tzitzis. Therefore, if you find such thread that is dyed, and it's twisted thread, so it's shzurim, it obviously is being made for tzitzis. Shmuel says, also, not true. Shzurim nami. Also, the shizurim, you could say, Neima, maybe the person intended over here, adaita the sifsa, the glima, aifinu, maybe intended it to make the hem of a garment, and therefore it is not l'shem tzitzis, and maybe that's why he did it, and therefore, how can you just assume that you're allowed to use this? Shmuel says, you know why? Not only is it shizurim, but there is an additional factor over here, and that is, it's bimufsikin. It is cut to a certain size. Now, if you're making a garment, you'd never cut it to such a small size. The tzitzis aren't going to be long enough to make a garment. When you cut them to the size of tzitzis, the kule hai vade lo torchi inshe. That granted, you could then tie them back together, but nobody would go and cut them to this size unless it was done l'shem tzitzis. So when you found this tchelis in l'shonos, and even if you found it as a regular chutin, it's no good. But if you find it shizurin and Musakin, so if it's twisted into tzitzis and they're cut to a certain size, nobody would go, Rabbi Loza says, and not use this l'shem tzitzis. And therefore, Rabbi Loza says, if you find them in this way in the marketplace, so then you can assume that they are l'shem tzitzis. Amar Rav, Rav says, not so fast. V'chi adam toreach lasos kameach min tefillin. Our Mishnah, we said that if you find the chadashos, and are fashioned into the shape of tefillin, so then maybe they're not really tefillin, maybe they're a kameya. So would somebody do all that work just to make a kameya? And yet, we said in our Mishnah, yeah, under what circumstances can you go and carry wear these tefillin on Shabbos be yishanos, only if they were definitely a pair of tefillin that had kedusha to them. Avol v'chadoshos, when it could be a kameya, we have no evidence from the knots that there were knots over here that it was actually used as tefillin. So then potter, you're not allowed to go wear it out in this way because maybe it doesn't have the kedusha of tefillin, and you're not allowed to do this if it doesn't have the kedusha of tefillin. So Rava says that people are matriach themselves sometimes, so too. Maybe they made shazurin and mufsakin, and they're not l'shem tzitzis. So Gemara says, Rav Zera says, Amar Rav Zera li'ava b'rei. Rav Zera tells Abba his son, Abba ben Rav Zera, and he tells him, puk tini luhu, go out, Rashi explains, go and teach everybody the following b'raisa. Go and tell l'hanach rabbanon, the Beit Midrasha, those people that were sitting in the Beit Midrash listening to Rava, the kashi luhu b'di Rabbi Elazar, say, they were asking questions on Rabbi Elazar, say, v'shana lehem sheyesh b'yodi b'raisa d'masay le'ele. I have a raya, I have a b'raisa that supports Rabbi Elazar and goes against what Rava and the others were asking kashas on Rabbi Elazar was saying. Umufreshes taima behedja, and this b'raisa specifically states, l'fi she'en adam tereach, that people aren't going to do this, and therefore, when Rabbi Elazar says that you find shazurin, mufsakit, that people wouldn't go to the trouble of doing that unless they did it l'shem tzitzis, he's 100% correct. Now, what is this b'raisa? The b'raisa states as follows. Hamotze tcheles bashuk. If a person finds tcheles in the marketplace, if he finds lishonos, they're psulin. But if he finds, and here it says beferish, chutin, that are also shazurin, mufsakin, and they're cut to a certain side, they are ksherim. Why? Lefi she'en adam toreh. Because nobody would go to the trouble of making the shazurim mufsakin unless they did it l'shem tzitzis. And therefore, this b'raisa is in support of Rav Elazar, and it rejects the kasha of Rava. Rava says, not so fast. I'm a Rava. Omishum detonel le'ava b'rei de Rav Zera. So Ava, the son of Rav Zera, came into the Beis Medrash and taught him this b'raisa. So Rava says, just because you taught us this b'raisa, that's nothing. Kipe tolala. Are we going to hang our rings on it? Rashi says, the kipe are magolios, are either pearls, or precious stones, diamonds, or lishnachrina nezamin, or rings. And he says, v'kein ikar. These are the right things, these nose rings or other rings. He says, because he taught us his b'raisa, we should also just assume that it's correct and hang our rings on it? No. That b'raisa is incorrect, because we learned in our Mishnah, v'otnan, b'medvar mamurim, when do we make a distinction that you're allowed to wear the tefillin only b'yishanos, only in an old pair of tefillin that has kedusha of tefillin, avo v'chadashos, if it, in fact, are not proven that they're an old pair of tefillin, they could be just a kameya potter, then you're not allowed to go carry it out. Now, if our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to carry out the chadashos, it must be because people sometimes go to the trouble, they matriach themselves, to make something that looks like tefillin, even though it's just a kameya. So to over here, this b'raisa is wrong. This b'raisa argues with our Mishnah. So maybe this b'raisa says, l'fi she'en adam toreach, but our Mishnah says a person is toreach, and therefore you cannot assume that if you find the tzitzis that are shizurim and musakin, that in fact they were made l'shem tzitzis. And that's what the Gemara says. El Amar Rava, Rava says, toreach v'lo toreach tanoihi. In fact, this is a machlokis. You have this b'raisa that says over here that they aren't going to be toreach, and you have our Mishnah that says they are going to be toreach. And he says, it says this beferish in another b'raisa, the Tanya. Hamosei tefillin, it says, if you find tefillin, machnisin zug zug, you're allowed to bring it in pair by pair, one shal yad, one shal rosh, echor ish v'echor isha. This is the b'raisa we had before that said, you can do this whether it's a man or a woman. And in addition, echor chadashos v'echor yishanos, and you can do this whether they're new or old tefillin, divri Rav Meir, who says, obviously, he holds that nobody would be matriach to go and make a new pair of tefillin as a kameya. So therefore, that's the opinion of Meir. And Yehuda also b'chadoshos. So Yehuda says, no, only the yeshanos are allowed to be brought in, but Rabbi Yehuda also b'chadoshos because people will go and be matriach to make a kameya. And he's matir b'yeshanos. I agree with you that if the tefillin are real tefillin, that you can go carry them in. Alma, what do you see? That this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, chadoshos, and yeshanos is totally on this machlokis of matriach or not. Alma, maris avar torach inish. Rav Yehuda says that a person would in fact go and be matriach, and therefore maybe this is a kameya and not real tefillin. Whereas Rav Meir says, maris avar lo torach inish. He says nobody would go to all this trouble to make a kameya that is like tefillin. There's a lot of effort involved. People wouldn't do that. And you find therefore a pair of tefillin, it's not going to be worried that it's a kameya, it's obviously going to be a tefillin. So this machlokis between the b'raisa and our Mishnah is also a machlokis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So therefore, Ava, the son of Rav Zera, he hasn't shlugged us up at all. With this, we conclude today's share.